Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
I know thousands of people have been eagerly waiting for this podcast to drop this week.
Thousands and thousands.
For the results of the Great Banana Bet of 2025.
The Great Banana Bet. Banana Bet is a great name.
Banana Bet?
Banana Bet.
Yeah.
Na-na-na-na.
Banana Bet.
Na-na-na-na. Banana Bet. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na
final?
I mean, yeah, I guess we should. I could probably tell you what mine is right now.
It definitely isn't much for me either. So let's see.
No, but Melissa, last time we checked, you had 3 times the engagement.
Yeah, which still isn't much. So one.
Oh, I just saw the final results, and we're just doing based off Instagram, right?
Yes.
Well, final results.
Let me go first. Well, actually, Kyle, you can go ahead and reveal. Kyle.
In a tight race, tight battles.
No, it's not tight at all.
Some would say tight. Of the banana bet, of 2025. Melissa 11. Austin. 4 likes on Instagram. Melissa wins the banana bet of 2025.
Thank you so much. Oof. I want to thank my old job for getting me some listeners when all the crap went down. So thank you for the followers from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Melissa, just so you know, I'm going to call this podcast Melissa Shouts Out Her Old Job.
Ooh, yeah.
That's going to get some clicks. Yeah. People are going to be like, wait, she did what?
Can we get a scandal at this job so I can get some followers?
That's when my Instagram doubled.
Really? Did it really double?
So no joke, and I don't mean to put you in an uncomfortable position. When I was at my brother's on Halloween night, it was interesting because, you know, I'm meeting his neighbors for the first time, and one of his neighbors kind of pulls me aside and is like, I can't believe, because my brother doesn't listen to country music. He grew up more with like 80s hair metal rock. So he kind of leans towards like listening to like more rock music.
Mm-hmm.
And the neighbor pulls me aside. It's this guy. He's like, I can't believe your brother doesn't listen to country music. And this guy's talking to me all about the shows that he likes to go to. He was asking me questions about going to see shows at Joe's on Weed, all this stuff. And the guy was eventually telling me, he goes, yeah, our neighborhood is kind of split. You know, you have people who listen to rock. A lot of people listen to EDM in this neighborhood. But I'm a country listener. And then he pulls this woman over. And he goes, Carolyn, you're a country music fan, right? And she goes, yeah, yeah. And she's like, you listening to that morning show on US 99, right? She goes, oh, I love Melissa and Austin. And he was like, oh, well, this is Kyle. This is Brian's little brother. He works on the show. And she goes, oh, my God, you're Kyle. And we're chatting. And she then proceeded to talk all about your former job scandal.
Oh, really?
She knew.
She knew, like, all the details.
And the best part was this guy had no idea. And obviously, I know things. This guy had no idea. And she's trying to explain things. And my favorite was the dude was getting hung up because Kathy's old husband did Krav Maga.
Krav Maga.
Krav Maga.
Whatever. Krav Maga.
Krav Maga. And this guy used to train with him.
Oh, wow.
So he would be like, wow. But he kept getting hung up on that little detail about Kathy's former husband because he knew him. And he kept trying to bring him back. And the woman kept being like, he's not a part of the story anymore. Like, at one point, he's like, why doesn't Kathy's husband kick his ass? And she was like, they're divorced. And he goes, yeah, but he's like a big scary dude. And then she's like, well, moving on. Like, she was kept trying to, he just kept going back to that
oh
one.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And that's the whole time I kept just standing there being like, I know too much, but also I didn't know the Krav Maga thing. So we're all learning
surprise
today.
What the heck is Krav Maga?
It's a different form of like karate and taekwondo and all that stuff. I don't know the differences between them.
Yeah.
But he was a Krav Maga master.
Master?
And then had his own studio and he would train people for classes.
Did I ever tell you guys when I lived in Alaska that I lived technically in 4 different houses in the span of 2 months? Because
Jesus.
The normal host family for announcers couldn't do it that year because their son and daughter-in-law were planning on like moving in the middle of the summer, and the spare bedrooms that they normally save for the announcers, they were going to give to them. So they're like, we can't commit, but they could stay at our place for 2 weeks. So for like 2 weeks, the people who run the team were trying to find us a host family, and they found us this host family. And it was this couple with a daughter who was, I want to say, in high school, which at that time I just graduated college. So I was like, she's close to my age, but I knew she was younger. And their house had, in the basement, a tanning bed.
Yes.
A bar. Awesome. That was like weirdly stocked. Like you think of a bar, just think of it being weirdly stocked. That's all I can like really remember, was just looking at this bar and being like, it just felt weird. They had dogs who were barkers and weren't very friendly.
Oh, jeez. Well, that part stinks.
And they said, we only stayed there for 2 days, and it was partially because of this. They were like, look, you know, we live in Alaska. We have guns. We're like, that's fine. And they're like, and you know, when you come home and we hear the dog barking, if we don't know it's you, we may fire a warning shot.
Whoa.
And like, we've done that with our daughter's friends before.
But what are they doing? Are they getting people robbing them?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like how dangerous is it going down in Alaska?
So, exactly. And, you know, the other guy I'm with, his name was also Kyle, who he was also from Chicago.
Kyle 1 and Kyle 2. Thing 1, thing 2.
We were basically the same person, except they called me Fat Kyle.
No, that's not nice.
That did some damage to
me. Yeah, jeez.
I don't want to talk about that. So the one night we got back kind of late because we were like seeing like after the game, we were like chatting with people, just got back late. When we opened the door, I just went, it's us, it's us, it's us. They go, we know. And I was like, just scared.
Yeah, just don't shoot me.
But the reason I bring all this up was because that host family had tried to host players before. And I think the owners of the team were originally kind of scared off by them because they had a younger daughter and they just didn't want anything to happen with a player and a younger daughter.
Sure.
But also they got the creeps from the people because the dad was a karate master and kept saying, quote, let's get some players out to my dojo.
Oh, wow.
And the whole time I just kept being like, please stop calling it a dojo, dude. Call it a studio.
It's a dojo.
It's a studio.
That sounds like a cool thing to say, though. Let's get some players out to the dojo.
You guys want to go to the dojo?
You guys should swing by my dojo sometime.
Also, what do you think? I'm just going to go to the players who I barely talk to because I'm scared. I'm like, they have nothing in common with me, and I'm trying my best here. And be like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Dojo tonight? You guys down? Dojos?
I loved this story because I didn't know how this was going to tie into Krav Maga.
Yeah, I did.
Until
what
it goes and goes and goes. And the whole time I'm like, how? What does this have to do with Krav Maga? And now you seal the deal at the end.
So, wait a minute. So, I just looked up the actual definition for dojo.
Okay.
A room or hall in which judo or other martial arts are practiced. So, if I practice martial arts in my house, technically, I can call my house a dojo.
I don't know why you're not, if we're being completely honest.
I might
honest.
Take up martial arts just so I could be like, hey, let's head back to my dojo.
Hey, ease up there, Captain Cocktail. One funny thing at a time.
My gosh.
No, could you imagine if Captain Cocktail had a dojo?
If that's what you called your garage.
The lore of Captain Cocktail would grow.
Because you've
significantly.
You've talked about garage beers.
I have.
So if you called your garage the dojo.
Oh, all I got to do is practice martial arts, and they're like, it doesn't say how many times. I could do it once.
Yeah, but I feel like you
I'll
have
just
to
watch a YouTube video.
I feel like you have to renew it every year, and it has to be a minimum of 30 minutes.
There's a dojo license?
A dojo license.
And then you have to stock your garage with Doers and orange juice and Jameson and more orange juice.
Wait, what's that for?
Weirdly stocked bar.
Yeah, that is a
dojo.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
You're
dojo.
Listening. I don't know.
D-O-J-O. Yeah. Doers. Orange juice. Jameson. Orange juice. Weird liquor. It all ties in together. Dojo.
I thought you were like, you need to weirdly stock your bar and then get a tanning bed and a couple of dogs.
Yeah, that's
that
where
bark.
I thought this was going. Like, because everybody who owns a dojo has a very weird house is what I thought we were leaning into.
So you're saying I can only stock my bar with things that start with those letters.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I was giving you an example.
I like how I have to double up on orange juice.
Why
do you have 2 orange juices?
It's the dojo.
It's 2 O's and dojo.
Olives.
Ew. Ew. No.
Hey, just because
I know,
doesn't mean that other people coming over
I'm not going to Austin's house then.
I'm not inviting people over who like olives.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
You like olives, right?
No, I don't. They're disgusting.
Okay, good.
But people like them, and I'm one of those people that I would still invite people over my house even though they liked olives and they didn't.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, so I used to work for Jim Rome. Do you know his favorite?
Brag about it.
Don't talk to him like that.
Yeah, don't talk to him like that. It's a Team Austin day.
Dang it.
Do you know what his go-to drink was? Every Friday after the show.
You've told me this once, but I don't remember what it is.
You've told me it too. I can't. But I know it involves olives.
No, it does not involve olives. Bombay Sapphire Neat.
Oh, the gin?
Yes, just gin.
Straight up?
Yeah.
Ew.
He called it the Magic Blue. One of my first drinks when I first started drinking, I ordered Bombay Sapphire Neat. I'll never forget the look the waiter gave me. He's like, you just neat? And I was like, yeah. And I sipped it. I was like, this is straight up gasoline. Just gin without anything.
Why would you jump into drinking alcohol like that?
Yeah, well, it wasn't the first drink. Like I'd had other drinks, but like I just remember it was very early on into me drinking. And I ordered that at a restaurant. I was like, maybe this isn't as common as Jim Rome makes it seem like it is. Because he would talk about it on the air all the time.
Really?
And he would, like, that was like his carrot at the end of the week was his Bombay Sapphire. Mm. After, you know, hey, it's me, Jim Rome. After my tundra, that's phenomenal. He would get his, he would sip on a dry gin.
You talk about the carrot at the end of the week and his drink was this Sapphire gin, disgusting choice of drinks. But if somebody's going to treat themselves to a cocktail, is that because they want to relax? Mm. Is the point to get a buzz? Is the point, well, like, what's the reasoning behind it?
I would think relax, because I know for me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't do it normally on Fridays, because my carrot on Fridays is sleep. Like, I take the longest nap that I possibly can, because it feels great. But a lot of times on Thursdays, I'll have like, because I don't drink during the week. Like Sundays, I don't, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, for sure don't drink. Thursdays, maybe I have a beer because that's my like, we're almost there. Like yeah. You, because our Fridays, like reveal behind the curtain, our Fridays are a little bit easier.
Well, that's my question then. Does a beer help you relax? Do you achieve that on one beer?
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I'm asking the question.
Yeah.
Like, do you achieve, I mean, with a gin, you would achieve that, I think, because it's stronger.
Yeah.
There's mm-hmm. more of it. There's more alcohol in it. So if that's you building up and you're like, I'm going to let myself have a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Is one enough to make you relax?
I'm not getting buzzed off of it, but I'm getting like, it's just.
Yeah, having a beer is just like, yeah, it's just like something to it. It's just like.
Like relaxing.
Yeah. Feels good. Like, and then like, I'm like a whiskey guy.
Both of this conversation is just kind of making us, all of us, sound like alcoholics. Mel's like, you only need one beer to relax? I need seven.
Yeah.
Austin's over here being like, I don't know, one beer, like I get a little bit of whiskey in me. I don't know.
I love a good, just a whiskey pour on like a Friday night. I'll drink it neat and I'll just like, oh.
That's how I watched the World Series. Oh, Game 7, so I was just pouring whiskey.
And I don't.
But does it make you relax?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just something to say.
Or is it a vibe?
I don't know if it's
I think some people, it's a vibe.
Yes. Well, it is a vibe.
Well,
for
then
sure.
I don't think the vibe and relaxing is almost the same thing.
I don't think the drink makes you relax. I think it's you're relaxing.
Yes.
While you're having the
drink.
That's
interesting.
That's a good one.
Because
I like that.
You know, when you just get that teeny little buzz, some people will say that slight buzz you get is what makes you relax. But you're saying, that isn't it.
I'd say I'm already relaxing, and then I add the buzz to the relaxing.
But I'm not getting necessarily a buzz off of one drink.
No, well, no. I mean, whiskey will like hit you a little stronger and a little quicker, but
yeah,
I don't. But I sip it over a long period of time. I'll have maybe two glasses in 2 hours, and like.
See, I do it for the slight buzz. Like, otherwise, I don't want it.
Well, that's why you like buzz balls, right?
I do.
Get right to the point, you know?
I do like buzz balls.
I was like, let's cut out the middleman. Time.
Yeah, right? They have margaritas. They have pina coladas. They have espresso martinis.
Yeah.
How many buzz balls have you... What's the most buzz balls you've had in a night?
Probably only two.
Okay.
Because they're sweet. Pina colada is sweet. Yeah. Like, how many pina coladas?
Only Lance Armstrong has one ball.
Well, I'm going on vacation soon. Brag about it. And it's the first vacation we've had in years. Vacation.
Yeah.
Not a trip.
Right.
I've stressed this.
Like you're relaxing.
I'm taking social media off my, I got a social media thing for you guys. Taking social media off my phone. I'm doing everything I can to like
just
disconnect
unplug.
And like relax.
Does that have anything to do with one ball?
No, but it has everything to do with
one. Good question, because I thought that's where he was going with.
Well, no, because you talk about sweet drinks and you're like, you can only usually have one. That vacation, multiple sweet drinks.
Most my gosh. Sweet drinks, is it all inclusive?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yes. Can I come?
Wait. Hell yes.
Let's get Haley on the line. Haley,
can you stay? Can I go to the all-inclusive?
Hey, you know that vacation we've been talking about?
I will unplug. I will do the social media stuff. I'll do whatever that shit is. Let me do it.
Are you going to Mexico for an all-inclusive?
I'm not revealing too much.
Well, you don't have to say where.
But sí, señor.
But hola.
Then you need to get yourself some Coco Locos.
What's Coco Locos?
You'll just have to wait and see.
Why does this sound like you're setting up an ad read?
Yeah.
Coco Locos are only 50% alcohol. Yeah.
Hey, it's Melissa from Melissa and Austin. And Coco's is how I get loco. Right, girls?
Go to CocoLoco.com/Melissa and to learn more.
Enter promo code show after the show.
We tried to get it down to one word. It was a lot. That's a story for another day. Actually, I have time. I'll explain it now. It's like, what are we promoting?
Yeah. This is a 5-minute ad read. So I've got time. In fact, if you want to call in right now, you could be a part of the ad read. 312-946-4995.
I'm very excited. But yeah, the one drink. Also, have you heard this with social media? We all have an issue with social media on the show, I think. We all want to step away at certain points and we can't figure out a right
way. Hell yes.
So have you heard of the block?
Mayor just got one.
Haley and I think are going to get one.
What is it?
So essentially it is this device.
It's like a Bluetooth device.
So you would go, and if you were like, I want to get off social media for the rest of the night, you would go over and tap your phone to it, and then it turns off all social media. The only way to turn it back on is if you go back up to the block and tap it. So you know. Yeah, but
you can also. I think
everybody's
you can also,
just going to go back to the
block. No. But think about how many times have you been like, okay, I'm done. I'm not going to look at it. And then you're on the couch and you pull it up and then you just start scrolling again.
Yeah, right.
Every time. And you, at least in my point of like when I used to do those timers where it'd be like you've reached your social media
time.
Well,
and I think you can do that with the block too. I think you can do a timer, but the only way to turn the timers off and get your social media apps back is by getting up and tapping it. So Mayor was like, I'm going to put mine in the garage.
Yes. You put it in a place you don't want to go to.
Yeah. So she's like, she's like,
that would definitely work better because I have the timing, like you said, where your time limit is up.
Oh, yeah.
And it shuts it off. Then all you got to do is press the button.
The Apple built-in timer is the most lax parent ever. They're like, hey, you can't do that. And they're like, oh, I want to.
Okay.
Yeah. Fine. All right. I can't stop you.
Do you want 1 minute or do you want it for the whole day?
They're like, you are done with social media. But do you want one more minute?
It's basically me on a Monday compared to a Friday. Or on a Monday, I'm like, guys, we can't do this by Friday. I'm just worn out.
Oh yeah,
whatever, guys.
Yeah.
Just
Kyle's
do whatever you want to talk
producer
about.
Producer ever on
Friday. Dude, Fridays. just talk about it.
I wish we could get that on Monday too.
Nope.
I know
you guys.
No, because he's got the weekend to recharge, and then he comes back, he's fully invested.
I'm like, hey guys, we can't do that topic, and then on Friday, you're like, can we do that topic? And I'm like, fine, whatever, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, he's like, oh, what do I give?
No one's listening.
I'm going to Mexico in a few weeks anyway.
Maybe when he's on vacation, we can do the. What do you want to call in and talk about?
I talked about that yesterday with my mom, and I still laugh at that idea.
The Free Talk Friday?
Oh, my God.
That
the fact that...
We thought that was such a good idea. Mel still thinks it's a great idea.
I still like it.
After Kyle pointed it out to me, I hate it.
So, full story. What had happened was we plan our shows on Monday, or usually, a few days before, and I was not there for a planning day. So, then on Thursday, I was starting to look ahead to Friday, and I saw on the board Free Talk Friday. And I looked at Austin. And by the way, Free Talk Friday is what they would call a segment on the SiriusXM NASCAR show that I worked on. So I'm PTSD triggered by that. And I see Free Talk Friday. And I go, hey, man, well, what's Free Talk Friday?
And so I'm thinking it's like super meta, like, because Mel and I have like, we've come up with so many ideas and we're like, we're just like, all right, what can we do that we haven't done before? Like, what's something that like is just completely out of the box? Let's get super meta with it. And we'll just open it up to the audience and say, look, we constantly come up with all of these ideas to talk about on this show. But you know what? Now we want to turn the onus back on you. So we want you to figure out. We want you to call in and tell us what we should be talking about.
And how you set this up, too, was like that. But you didn't do the meta part. I just will always remember you, like, clapped your hands, like, dude, you're going to love this. So, yeah. You know, we're going to change it up a little bit. We're not going to ask them to answer a question of ours. You know what? They can ask us whatever.
Yeah.
And they were going to go on then.
They're going to tell us what we're going to talk about.
And they had this big smile, and I looked them dead in the eye and went, okay. You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like, hey, we couldn't figure out a topic, so you do our jobs for us.
Yeah, and then my PTSD trigger, I got triggered because I worked for years in sports talk radio, and my biggest gripe with that industry is when hosts of shows will be like, we want your reaction. Reaction is a trigger word for me because it's like, we want you to call in and react. What did you think about that Bears game yesterday? Call us. The phone lines are open.
Jeez.
And then they give out the number and like people, and then they would just open up phone lines and that they would just take calls. It's such lazy radio.
And it just, I saw the smile on Austin's face fade so quickly.
I was realizing.
And he just went, oh.
I was like, that is me doing reaction. That is a reaction segment.
Mel walks in the room. And I think I did the same thing. I was like, tell me about Free Talk Friday. And you're like, yeah. So, and you explain it. I was like, and I do the same thing. Yeah, you know what it sounds like to me? Sounds like I can't come up with an idea. And you went, well, and Austin went, no, it does. It does, Mel. And you went, oh.
We were ousted.
It's like, so we're going to figure out something new to talk about. And you guys just went, okay.
What if there was a spinoff of this where?
Free Talk Thursday?
No. It's Free Talk Wednesday.
Or Three Talk Thursday.
What happens if we let people call in and ask us anything they want and we have to answer it?
You're only going to get questions about the mix, I think.
100%.
Okay, then we would say anything.
Oh, so we're already putting stipulations.
Anything
Free
but
Talk
that.
Friday's back on,
she's
baby.
Like, they can ask us anything. Anything?
Except
anything.
For that.
Yeah.
Except for the mix-up. And then somebody calls in like, tell me about...
tell me about your love life, Mel.
Yeah, tell me about Porter's dad. And you went, okay, anything besides that as well.
Yeah.
Austin, talk about this personal thing with your daughters. Anything but that, guys.
Yeah,
okay, we figured out our three. We're not going to figure out a fourth. Talk about anal sex. All right, that's four. I guess I didn't know we had to put stipulation.
We can't talk about anal sex. That's not something we're going to talk about on the show.
That would be funny if that's how we played it. Hey, you can ask us anything. Every question. So we just go,
okay,
I'm sorry. We can't talk about that.
That actually would be a funny bit. That would be really funny.
If we talk about FCC censorship, that would be a fun way to play it. Like, you know what? We're getting down. We're getting dirty. Ask us anything.
Yeah.
Talk about lovemaking. Oof.
Okay, well, we can't talk
about
that.
Can't talk about that, guys. But thank you. Thank you for trying.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate
it. All right, who's next?
Talk about your old job, Melissa. I'm so sorry. I can't talk about that. Oh, yeah, you're right. Can't talk about it. Call number three. And then the fourth call is me being like, hey, guys, it's Jim. Is this Kyle? No, it's Jim. Talk about how much you love working on the show. Finally, something we love to talk about.
It'd be funny if someone was like, but like if we did that bit, someone called and would like asked us something like really like awkward, like, have you ever cheated on like a, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife? And we're like, I can't talk about that. That would make us look so guilty.
Oh my God. Yeah. They'd be like, oh.
But we're just doing the bit. Like, we're just doing, like, we're playing along with the bit.
Have you guys ever murdered somebody?
Well, we can't talk about that.
Wait, what? Have you?
Right.
Well, we can't talk about it.
Have you ever been put in jail? Can't talk about that either.
Can't talk about it. legally by the state of Alabama. I can't talk about that.
Do you guys hate... Do you guys
Wait, what? I have a follow-up. You can't talk about the state of Alabama either.
Do you guys hate God? Well, we can't talk about that. So you do? Like, what? Just say no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, even like the most mundane thing. Like, what's your favorite soda?
Can't talk about that.
Why?
It's diet right.
Next question.
Diet right. We can't talk about it. Diet right tries to censor us every week.
Oh, my gosh. Did I ever tell you guys the... Well, okay. I was going to share a story, but no, we should wrap it up. Never mind.
Let's wrap it up.
That's a hell of a tease for next week.
Well, I'll forget by next week, so probably won't ever get shared.
If only you had a producer here to remind you.
All right, well, remind me to share a story next week.
Yeah, I will.
Remind me to share a story next week about tiger blood. Just say tiger blood.
Tiger blood. Okay. And if you've made it through all the mundane things and our terrible, terrible Free Talk Friday idea...
Then you are winning.
Oh, God. You need to text us at this time next week. Or you need to text us 9 a.m. Thursday.
Yeah.
And say, Tiger Blood.
Tiger Blood. Yeah. Text in 312-946-4995. Text in the word Tiger Blood next Thursday at 9 a.m. You can schedule sends on text messages now.
That's true.
So schedule a send to that text message. And, Tiger Blood, and then we'll know you're, one, an avid listener, and two, you want to hear the story. It will remind us to tell the story on next Thursday's show after the show podcast.
Love it.
Winning. Oh,
God. Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.